Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 15th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The U.S. Justice Department is seeking to overturn the convictions of 12 individuals found guilty of seditious conspiracy linked to the January 6th Capitol riot. Many of those involved were members of far-right groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. While Donald Trump previously issued sweeping pardons, these individuals had their sentences commuted, leaving convictions intact. Now, prosecutors argue dismissing the cases is in the interests of justice. Critics say the move could rewrite accountability for one of the most serious attacks on U.S. democracy in decades. A federal appeals court is expected to review the request soon, with a deadline set for later this week. Another news. King Charles III will travel to the United States later this month, but will not meet survivors of Jeffrey Epstein, despite growing calls to do so. Buckingham Palace says such a meeting could interfere with ongoing legal proceedings. The trip, scheduled from April 27 to 30, will include a state dinner hosted by President Donald Trump and a rare address to Congress. Officials say the visit aims to reinforce UK-US ties despite disagreements over issues like the Iran conflict. Queen Camilla is expected to meet domestic abuse advocacy groups instead. The visit highlights diplomacy under pressure and the balancing act between symbolism and sensitivity around the world. The United States says talks with Iran could resume within days, even as mistrust continues to cloud negotiations. Vice President J.D. Vance described the goal as a potential grand bargain, while acknowledging deep divisions. Meanwhile, the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports is now fully in place, with officials saying it has halted much of Iran's economic trade. China has called the move dangerous, and Tehran says it violates sovereignty. Donald Trump has hinted at renewed talks, but Iran says no formal plans exist yet. With tensions high and stakes global, the coming days could determine whether diplomacy holds or unravels further. Another news. Israel and Lebanon have held their first direct talks in over 30 years, marking a significant moment in a long-standing conflict. Mediated by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the discussions aim to reduce the influence of Hezbollah and ease ongoing violence. More than 2,000 people have been killed since clashes escalated in March. Lebanon is pushing for a ceasefire and humanitarian relief, while Israel insists on disarming militant groups. Both sides agreed to continue negotiations, though no timeline has been set. While challenges remain, officials called the meeting a historic opportunity, one that could reshape regional stability if progress continues. Another news. Rough waters in the Andaman Sea have left around 250 migrants missing after an overcrowded boat capsized en route from Bangladesh to Malaysia. The victims include Rohingya refugees fleeing persecution in Myanmar, along with Bangladeshi nationals seeking better opportunities. The United Nations says the vessel likely sank due to harsh weather and overcrowding, with only 9 survivors rescued so far. One survivor described floating for nearly 36 hours before being saved. Aid agencies warn that worsening conditions in refugee camps are pushing more people into dangerous journeys. As search efforts continue, the disaster underscores a deepening crisis and the desperate choices faced by displaced communities. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.